I'm Sylvia Maria Gross.
And I'm Susan Wilson. KC Currents is KCUR's weekly magazine show. We use voices, stories, and sound to take you to neighborhoods around the region. Mayor Sly James spoke out this week for the first time about his proposal to take over the Kansas City, Missouri school district. He backed off a little, saying the idea was just one of many options being discussed in a series of conversations he was holding with city leaders and community members. Mayor James sat with school board president Eric Leonard West on Monday evening to say that they were open to any option that would improve the academic performance of Kansas City's children. Sylvia has more.
Conversations about the future of the school district have gone on for decades, but school board president Eric West said something's changed now.
When's the last time you saw the chairman of the school board and the mayor of the city sitting down talking jointly about how we create a world-class educational system? Like, this is a fundamentally new conversation, and with it comes new opportunities.
Mayor James said he began convening people to talk about the school district after Missouri Education Commissioner Chris Nicastro told him that it was difficult to do anything in Kansas City because it's so divided.
And I said, I think we have to get into this. I think we need to do something here to try to bring people together and figure out what to do. Education affects every aspect of this city.
Yes.
How do I sit back knowing full well that this issue is raging? There is absolutely no agreement on anything. People are going off on tangents and not engage in trying to make that situation better.
For West, getting into this conversation means being willing to entertain the idea of eliminating his position and the entire school board. But he says his job is not the point.
It's never been about me, and we can't make it about any one person. It's been about adults for so long that that's what we know how to talk about.
The two leaders said there's no particular structure for this series of conversations or a timeline. The mayor is inviting key people to talk about the options facing the school district and expanding out from there. He said it would take months at least, and he called on legislators and state education officials to give this process the time it needs.
Don't be precipitous and take the conversation to a level that we don't need to go to while we're still working on trying to figure out the best approach.
The district is still scheduled to lose accreditation January 1st, at which point it has 2 years before the state is allowed to step in. But Commissioner Chris Nicastro has asked legislators to change that law early this session so the state has the option to take over sooner. A mayoral takeover would also require legislative action. Mayor James is hoping that Kansas Citians will come to some kind of consensus in the next few months, and he says he'll move forward with that consensus as long as it means improved academic performance, even if it costs him politically.
If I were smart and wanted to get reelected, I would run from this issue. But running from this issue is exactly why we are sitting here today. Because we did not focus on what's in the best interest of these children.
Defenders of the existing system say that an elected school board makes the decision makers in the district most directly accountable to the community whose children attend the schools. Brent Gann of the Missouri School Board Association applauds James and West for engaging the community in this conversation. But he says the community has more ownership when they directly elect school board members.
We're very skeptical of these ideas to change the governance structure of school districts and to circumvent the will of the people, you know, who have elected a school board, especially in the area of mayoral takeovers. And there have been some in other cities across the United States in recent years. But the results have been mixed, I would say mixed at best. Simply changing the governance structure of a school district does not necessarily get at some of the fundamental issues that are facing a school district such as Kansas City.
Gann says it's ironic that the school board is facing elimination now.
The Kansas City school board, while it does have a history of some turmoil, in recent years has made a lot of progress in terms of improving its governance. And it has really been headed in the right direction, certainly in the past couple of years, and has a plan in place for the improvement of school districts that was developed in cooperation with former Superintendent Covington. You know, it was certainly an unfortunate situation when he departed, but nonetheless, that plan remains in place, and I think that we need to give that direction a chance to work. And, at this point, I think the Kansas City School Board is functioning more more effectively than it has in many years.
Now, the idea behind mayoral control of schools is that the mayor becomes solely accountable to voters for the success of the schools. Of course, there are 14 school districts within the boundaries of Kansas City, Missouri, so many residents outside of the district would have a vote, too. The idea that Mayor James and some of his advisors sketched out in the letter to Nicastro is that he would appoint a CEO for the school district, who would in turn hire a central academic officer, kind of like a traditional superintendent, and a central business officer. A parent advisory committee would include a representative from each school and meet with the CEO monthly. The leadership team would have quarterly meetings open to the public. The current school board meets publicly twice a month. As for other school districts that have gone under mayoral control in other parts of the country, Brooklyn College education professor David Bloomfield says there's no undisputed data on the success of mayoral control.
Mayoral control isn't a panacea. It really depends on local circumstances. There shouldn't be a mayoral control bandwagon, but local people should depend on local circumstances for their decision.
Mayor James and his ad hoc education committee cited the research of Brown University professor Kenneth Wong in their letter to Nicastro. I gave Professor Wong a call to find out how he came to his findings on school district governance.
I've been looking at mayoral leadership in public education for about 15, 20 years now. And starting with Chicago school reform back in 1995, when the state legislature gave control of the school district to Mayor Daley, I tracked the progress made in that city. And then over the years, I also look at the other cities as well. So by now, I believe there are about 12 to 14 urban school districts around the country that are under mayoral control.
And I understand the most prominent of those have been Boston and Chicago, as you mentioned, and New York and Washington, D.C.
And Washington, D.C., yes, yes.
What criteria have you looked at in terms of measuring the effectiveness of mayoral control of a school district?
One way to look at it is to look at the before and after. Then most of these systems under mayoral control have improved in terms of the management and of financial management as well as administrative management. But more importantly, we also track student performance over a longer period of time in these urban districts. And what we found was that in the data that we have, the mayoral control districts produce significantly positive student achievement in the elementary and high school, particularly when you compare these systems with their urban peers. And so that led us to believe that mayoral control has produced positive student gains. Now, the other aspect is that what happened to the lowest performing schools, and in a lot of the urban districts, those are the more challenging, persistently lower-performing communities. And those kind of communities have a lot of structural challenges. It's not just what's happening in school, but also outside of school. And that's where I found mayoral leadership particularly useful and purposeful, because mayoral leadership is able to leverage a lot of resources both inside and outside of the public school system to work together to address more holistically some of the neighborhood challenges, social isolation, jobs, crime, gang violence, loss of public confidence in those neighborhood institutions, including public schools. And that's where I saw a lot of mayoral leadership would bring in more creative solution to look at the neighborhood as a whole and then situate the public schools in those neighborhoods as part of the quality of life initiative.
Has there been research on the effectiveness of state takeovers of school districts?
I have done some research on that, and we contrasted at the time the state takeover versus the city takeover. And even though both types of intervention are considered as takeover, our study suggested that there are some significant differences between the degree of local, you know, commitment. So if you have state takeover, there usually is one would encounter a lot more resistance and distrust, and a longer process to get all the entities to work together, and that the state may or may not have the appropriate capacity to turn the lowest performing schools around. And whereas mayoral control would allow, as I said, the mayor to leverage a lot of the competing interests to work together and to sharpen the focus, zero in on what needs to be done. And the sense of the community is that we can still hold the mayor accountable because we elect the mayor, and we can vote the mayor out of office if the mayor is not doing a good job or if the mayor doesn't listen to us.
What about the argument of supporters of school boards that they're the most directly elected representatives of the citizens of the city and the district?
Yeah, I think there is the democratic idea and there is the democratic practice. One would argue that, well, the locally elected school board may be a lot closer to the parents, maybe a lot closer to the education sector because they are elected solely, right, for the purpose of running and managing the public schools. But at the same time, in practice, the problem with locally elected school board is that the turnout in local school board election has always been very, very low. And most of the time in urban school districts, we are talking about 10% or even less than 10% of the eligible voters would come out to vote in a local school board election.
And that's pretty true for Kansas City.
Which means that they really lack accountability, because even though you have a locally elected school board, but the fact that 9 out of 10 people did not vote and participate, that actually create a challenge in terms of democratic practice. But at the same time, if you look at mayors, mayoral election usually have a much higher turnout.
That was Kenneth Wong, director of the Urban Education Policy Program at Brown University. Now, you too can join the conversation about the Kansas City, Missouri School District's governance, even if the mayor doesn't invite you to his office to talk about it. Mayor Sly James will be on Up to Date at 11 tomorrow morning here on KCUR, answering your questions about school district governance and other city issues. Coming up, meet a man who's found a way to make life a little easier for the city's homeless. You're listening to KC Currents.